Trey says you're pretty smart. He says you're determined.
We got up at 5 actually just to be here for this beautiful light that you see behind me.
I've heard a lot of things about you too.
Oh yeah, I know everything anyone's ever said about me. They say I'm washed up. They say I have nothing new to say.
So you've heard it all?
I have.
So then why do you keep going? It must hurt at least a little bit.
You know, I have these movies up on my wall. Count of Monte Cristo, Shawshank Redemption.
His dream is to go to prison one day.
I mean, Monte Cristo, he was trapped in the Chateau d'If for 14 years. In year 12, he probably felt like nothing would ever change. In year 13, he definitely felt like his life would never be different. But in his 14th year, he did get out. Same with Andy Dufresne. It took him 12 years with a tiny little pickaxe, but he was able to dig himself out with time and pressure. And that's all this is, time and pressure.
So that's why you'll do all of these projects, even though it's going to take everything from you, your potential, your finances, your resources, and it's not even a guarantee.
I mean, between the two of us, how long have we been chasing our dreams? How many years have you put in?
Around six.
6 years?
Yeah.
I put in like 9. So that makes 15 years between the two of us?
Yeah, altogether.
Why don't we just put in another 15? I always believed that if I kept putting in the work, nothing would distract me from chasing my dreams. But eventually I did get off track.
One moment you wake up and you're like, wait, I think I'm like a self-improvement YouTuber who like takes sponsorships about YouTube. Like that's what I set out to be, an actor. It's like, it's a really great life setup. It's a fucking amazing life setup, but it's this insane distraction.
The truth is, you truly have to be undistracted in your endeavors for a very long period of time. A year may not be enough, 5 years even may not.
It might honestly not make any sense to the viewers of the channel. Sometimes the comments are very positive, sometimes they're really negative. Sometimes they're like, dude, your views suck. Like, your views fucking suck, bitch. Like, you're such a loser. It doesn't matter. I know that what it is inside is, it's a very real thing. What's the point of doing meditation? What's the point of like doing nofap? What's the point of doing these things if not to create something? If it is not a vessel for something rather than just a topic to get views on a YouTube video.
This week, in the pursuit of my dreams, I ended up hosting a weekend retreat, inviting many of the people who have gone through my YouTube coaching program. I was surprised to learn that even those at the top of their form feel lost. It's because existence is inherently messy. And sometimes, like in Inception or Memento, or even the prison movies that I've come to adore, you just find yourself in that moment with a given set of circumstance. The cartographer in the Amazon trying to make the map while navigating the course for the first time. There is no clock on this thing, and life is long. I have to believe that like Edmond Dantès or Andy Dufresne, I can change my stars. This is a game of time and pressure, and that's all it takes. Greatness is coming.